So yeah, I'm 62. I'm 63 in April. God willing. Nobody knows, do they? But that's the plan in my head. What's in the Lord's head is the Lord's business. And that's the way it should stay. Believe me, you don't want to know. You wouldn't have wanted to know what was going to happen this year or the year before. And somehow, because we don't know, we just trust and obey his word, don't we? And we lean on the Lord and his word and say, just one more day, Lord. I can cope with one more day. Don't ask me to cope with more than that, because the days are evil, and they are clearly evil these days. But the Lord is faithful and just, and he looks after his own. We are his children, the flock, the sheep of his pasture, and he cares for each one of us here, and he even cares for those that don't know him yet. He cares for those who are floundering and lost, those who are trying to find a way without him, and yet he knows full well that if only they would turn to him, he would reach down and show them the way, because he is the way. Jesus is the way. But yeah, so 62 years. Now, I wouldn't mind saying that over those 62 years, I've probably had a Christmas present of nearly every year. You know what? I can't remember hardly any of them. If I think really hard, I can remember some really poignant ones. And the real poignant one that I can remember, without any hesitation at all, is the one my dad made me when I was probably about 6 or 7, I think it was. We lived on a big country estate. My dad was, amongst other things, he was quite gifted, and he was a carpenter as well. And I must have given him the impression that I wanted a wheelbarrow, because he made me a little wheelbarrow. And he used to disappear after work into his office, and he'd be doing something. And that's what he was doing. He was making me a wheelbarrow. And this wheelbarrow would be probably, I don't know, from the handles to the wheel would probably be about that big, if I remember correctly. So it was tiny. It was made to measure for me to be able to use it as a child. And I remember when I got this wheelbarrow, it was full of other gifts. They used it as, instead of a stocking or a pillowcase, they used a wheelbarrow to put my other gifts in. And this wheelbarrow, I can see it in my mind's eye now perfectly. He painted it green, and the handles were shaped for your hands, and the green didn't go to the end of the handles. The handles were just raw wood, and the whole thing was wood. And it had, he must have got a wheel from somewhere, because back in those days, you just don't go and buy a wheel. You must have got a wheel off a pram or something like that, and then he got the wheel on the front, and the inside of the wheel was painted red, so you had a green wheelbarrow with a red wheel and black rubber tire on it, and these handles, and it was full of other gifts. And that's one present that remains in my head. But it was a precious thing. And I think it was precious because he made it, and he made it only for me. He didn't go and say, oh, that looks like a nice one, I'll bet that one for little Bobby. He made it for me, and even now, even though I don't know where it is, it's probably been burnt or thrown away or something like that. Even now, that means something to me, that wheelbarrow that he made for me. And I bet you're sat there thinking right now as I'm talking, yeah, I've had some pretty interesting presents over the years, and some of them I can remember and some I can't. Some meant a lot to me, and perhaps some meant less. But how many can you remember? How many can you remember? And why do you remember them? Why? Why do they stick in your memory? Well, I know why the wheelbarrow sticks in my memory. Because it came from my dad. He made it purposely, took time out, created it for me. And of course, God's done the same thing, hasn't he, with Jesus? God has created the perfect gift for everyone, and yet somehow People don't cherish it. People don't take it on board. And yet that gift of Jesus that was given on Christmas Day, whenever Christmas Day was given to a world that needed that gift. And has been said many times, a gift is not a gift unless you receive it and look at it and examine it, open it, and if it's a gift that you can use, you need to use it. My wheelbarrow was full of other gifts. I haven't got a clue what was in it. I don't remember what was in the wheelbarrow, except it was full of other gifts. But I remember the wheelbarrow, and I cherished the wheelbarrow. And, you know, when you receive the Lord, I bet you sat there thinking, well, I remember the first time that I received Jesus. I remember saying, Lord, I want you to come into my life. I remember saying to the Lord, I want you to be real to me. I said, Jesus, be real to me. I remember that occasion. I wasn't a young man, but I said, Jesus, be real to me. And it was from the pits of my heart, the very soul of the depth of who I am, I cried out, Jesus, be real to me. And it was at that point that he did a miracle in my life. And so the gift that God has made for each one of us is perfect. It's what we need. It's handcrafted. If we open it and examine it and use it, it is perfect for who we are, what we are, and where we're going in life. And like that wheelbarrow was full of other gifts, so when you receive Jesus, you receive other gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And they too are there to be used. And we must remember that, you know, it's okay going around saying you're a Christian, but there's more to it than that. There's the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruit that should be growing and developing in our lives. So as we face the end of a terrible year, and it has been very, very difficult, although we've not been at war in the physical sense, it feels like we're still at war in the spiritual sense. And there are things happening in the powers and principalities which, if we could see it, it'd probably be quite frightening. But we know that we're on the winning side. We know that we're fully equipped. And we know that Jesus wins. Because one thing that was revealed to me when I said to the Lord, be real to me, I had a revelation which I cannot describe totally well to you. And I cannot put it into words very well either. But I just knew when Jesus came close to me in that time, my eyes were closed, and I felt his presence come towards me. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that he had absolute, ultimate power and authority. A case of there is none higher anywhere than the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. So if you belong to him, if you've received him into your heart, then you've got it all. No matter how you're struggling now, and no matter what is ahead of you in 2021. If you don't make it through, it doesn't matter. He'll carry you home in his wheelbarrow. And it's all ahead of us. So we've every reason to be cheerful. So in Jesus' name, I hope that message that the Lord has spoken in part through me blesses you now and always. He is life itself. Amen.